Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On a Bobby Cox-like trajectory is Don Kelly. Bobby Cox constantly getting ejected as the manager of the Braves. Just getting thrown out left and right. Don Kelly, good reason to be mad. On Friday night in San Diego, Pirates dropped a 3-2 decision that at least should have made it to 3-3. And then we would have rolled the ball out and seen what happened from that point on. Happy Monday to you, PM team. Andrew Filippone taking a long weekend, a deserved long weekend. Donnie Football still doing his thing. Your pal Malzy here rolling solo today. And that is, in my opinion, the story of that weekend series. What happened on Friday night. Pirates end up getting the middle game, end up blowing a lead in the last game. And if this was a contending team, we'd be freaking out about what happened yesterday. But it's not a contending team because they dug themselves quite the large hole with Derek Shelton. You all know where they are in the standings. What happened, though, to start this series and what set this series on its trajectory, I feel like is a very relevant piece of business for these Pirates, because I am a firm believer that umpires in baseball, that referees in basketball, to some extent hockey, although that's just a crapshoot in and of itself, and then I think sometimes in football, too, definitely in football, officials tend to favor the team that's good or that's supposed to be good. Always the home team, too, I would say. I think there have been studies done. And they tend a little bit to go against a team that isn't good or isn't supposed to be good. In other words, if you're a bad team, they make it a little tougher on you unconsciously. If you're a good team, you probably get more of the breaks. And if there's ever been an example of a team that's better than the Pirates getting a break and the Pirates getting sand kicked in their face, if there's ever been an example of it, it was that call. I believe that umpire, Donnie, was making his day. That was like call up from the minors, some random jamoke, terrible call. Donnie Kelly gets tossed. McCutchen spends the entire next, like the rest of the game, basically, with his arms across his chest, just staring at the guy. Just a horrible job and a potentially decisive call in that game, and it goes against the Pirates. And I only bring it up to start the show because it was sort of emblematic of how this season has gone. Even how Don Kelly's tenure as manager has gone a little bit. The Pirates play a much cleaner game, play a close game, still end up getting the rug pulled out from under them at the end. Lucy moves the football, Charlie Brown, yoink! Then you've got the audacity, if you're that umpire, by the way, to jaw-jack Henry Davis after he's rightfully showing you up standing on home plate. Just a terrible look all the way around for the umpire. A bad break for the Pirates, but the only tangible thing it really means for the baseball club here is that the 22-game mark of Don Kelly's tenure sees them with a 10-12 record during that time and sees them not at 500 for that 22-game span. Should be 11-11. You can argue that they might not have won that game. Fair enough. They should have won yesterday. They didn't. Happens to bad teams who can't still figure out their bullpens. You blow leads like they did. But they had one potentially get away from them. And so the broader, I think, discussion about the Pirates, though, is this. Because, like, you take this entire series in its full measure, that bad call, and by the way, I'll get to what Andrew McCutchen said about it in a second, because I do think there's some relevance there to what he said after the game, even though he looked like he was ready to strangle the ump, and I don't blame him. The broader picture of the Pirates is this right now. When Derek Shelton got fired, the team was 12-26. They were in the midst of a string of games that ended up reaching 26, which became became a major league record, I believe.
Or did they tied.
Tied it. I'm sorry, yeah. Because I was thinking of the auction house, Donnie. Thank you. They got what they needed to get done in time for me. They did avoid dubious history in getting to 27 games with four fewer runs. So it's a tenure that starts in the midst of this awful streak that ends up tied for the worst ever in Major League Baseball. And given the era the Pirates play in and given the era the other teams played in who share this dubious record, it probably looks worse to the Pirates than just about everybody else involved. It's been a tenure, though, that I would argue has been marked by them looking very watchable, much more watchable than they did under Derek Shelton, where it was like a funerary march every single game, where it felt like new low points were being discovered all the time, and where you almost watched it, I think even as like maybe a diehard fan, hoping in the back of your mind that it would get even worse so that the owner, who had already deputized the general manager to fire the field manager, might just lose his patience and say, forget about this. This is so bad. This roster's so bad. I'm blowing out the guy who did it too, and he's going to be on the unemployment line, and we'll just make it work from here. We'll let the scouting director pick the roster, and then maybe he's gone, wholesale changes, et cetera, et cetera. The funny thing about it is that looking like they've looked under Don Kelly, at least for me, is going to have one major potential unintended consequence. I think it's going to strengthen if they keep this basic level of play up. It's going to strengthen Ben Cherington's case to keep his job, which I don't think is what you should be rooting for if you are a Pirate fan. If you're a Pirate, I bet you're probably not rooting for it either. That's just a guess. If you're Ben Cherington and the team continues to play around 500 ball and they're playing watchable baseball, they're scoring some runs here and there. They look like you're seeing Brian Reynolds drag himself out of the doldrums. Henry Davis is going to be up and down, but he showed a little bit of a sign of life. If you're Ben Cherington, you could say, yeah, I made a horrible mistake. We should have, you know, gotten Derek Shelton out of there. Don Kelly has invigorated this team. I saw Noah Hyles today kind of write that he's given them something of a spark. I would agree. They look like a better baseball team. They look like a more controlled baseball team. They look like a more fundamentally sound baseball team. The overall talent deficiency is still a problem, but like, they're going out and not humiliating themselves night after night. They've reserved that right for the Colorado Rockies, who are 9-50, in case you haven't checked. Like, they've actually gotten four games clear of the White Sox, who are also horrible. They're merely very bad and not historical pace bad. And if you're Ben Cherington, you go to your boss and say, listen, I should have done this last year. We should have done this last year. I didn't build you a very bad team. I built you the exact team that you thought you'd get. They're heavy on pitching. They need some guys to hit who we're hoping do hit. And if that happens, we're going to contend. We're at least going to compete because we've got really good starting pitching that, by the way, I put into place. Bailey Falter finished May with a .76 ERA. Paul Skeens is very much Paul Skeens. Like, the guys who go out there and take the ball are, by and large, doing their jobs. And so if I were Ben Cherington, I'd say, well, hey, You know, you could go back and look at the guy that was still running the show day to day. That was his thing, and he didn't do a very good job of it. Look how much better and more sound the team looks with Don Kelly. Maybe that's the only move, Bob. Maybe that's all we need to do. And so I'm fighting right now an internal battle. I, like probably everybody else out there, I like watching baseball, even if it's losing baseball sometimes. If at least the team is playing competitively and not humiliating themselves, baseball can be a pretty easy watch day to day. Oh, they lost 3-2. Like, I can get mad about a horrible call on Henry Davis on a strike three and say it's the umpire's fault and at least have a good laugh about that. It's hard to watch bad baseball. It's hard to watch a bad team play embarrassing baseball. They're not playing embarrassing baseball. And so on one hand, I'm like, cool, this is 2.5 to 3 hours that even though it's a fun job and I get to do this for a living, like, it also feels fun again. It doesn't feel like a forced thing for me. On the other hand, I don't want the general manager who did assemble this whole squad to keep his job. And I think the longer this goes on, the better job Donnie Kelly does, the better chance he keeps his job. They didn't put an interim label on him. Maybe that was conspicuous at the time, feels more so now. He keeps his job. Ben Cherington keeps his. If you blow out the manager or the general manager here, the manager probably loses his gig. If the manager manages a 500 baseball team the rest of the way, you absolutely get to sit there and make a case that, hey, don't fire me. I had this thing headed in the right direction. We figured out who the problem was. We got rid of him. And so that's the battle I'm fighting. I wonder if you're fighting it too as a Pirates fan right now, watching this team at 412-928-9370. I wonder if you're experiencing the same kind of push-pull that I definitely am. Hey, decent baseball. Hey, they actually look like a team that can play. They look like a team that gives a crap again. That's playing hard for Don Kelly. That's thumbs up. Ben Cherington might keep his job as a result of this. Thumbs down. Very down. Still did not put together a roster that I think on its best day would do more than 82 or 83 wins. That's not good enough. How are you juggling what has been, I would say, a respectable 22-game tenure so far for Don Kelly? Maybe more so when you consider how awful it was when he took over. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. They are a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What do you think about this one, Don? How are you feeling? Donnie Football, he's playing a doubleheader. He's Ernie Banks today. So we're not going to lean too hard on the big guy. We don't want him to lose his voice before 6 o'clock. I already know, by the way, Donnie's got some very entertaining stuff cooked up, some big boy talk cooked up from 6 to 10:30.
They are, without question, playing better and at least looking like a respectable team under Don Kelly. Now, I know that we sometimes see this across sports where a team will make a coaching change and you kind of see that spark, that jolt sent to the guys in the clubhouse or in that locker room. And, you know, because we see it in the NFL, we see it in the NBA, we see it in the NHL. Like, you'll see off the bat, after a coaching change gets made, the team plays a little bit better. Now, in Kelly's case, they actually started out slow, I would say, out of the gate for him, and have since turned it around and have gotten him to nearly 500, where they would have been if not for a blown game yesterday, which we're not going to act like he didn't play a big part in that.
He did. He absolutely did.
The way that the bullpen was managed would have made Derek Shelton very proud.
Yeah, that's the tangible thing. He did a very bad job. I kind of buried the lead there.
Yeah, it's also fair to acknowledge that this could absolutely still hit a wall, and we could see the Pirates crash and burn under Don Kelly, too, because people, I think, are waiting for that.
It's a little less likely to if Reynolds starts to hit like he has been, though, and you keep Cruz at the level he's at, then suddenly your lineup has actual, not depth, obviously, but it has two legitimate major league hitters in there, and you can't just assume that they're going to score two or three runs every game if both of those guys hit.
But also because Derek Shelton was viewed as a scapegoat by at least a portion of the fans. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you could bring in prime Tony La Russa and he wouldn't win with this ball club. Like that was an excuse people loved to make for Shelton in his final days. And maybe that could absolutely happen over the next few months. But it's really inarguable that they look like a real baseball team, a respectable baseball team, with K- Kelly as their manager.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Talking conflicted feelings, that's what happens when Pony's out. He had a snake, by the way, wrapped around his neck. I think he went to Living Treasures. Our guy Matt out there is awesome. And Pony, if you recall, if you're a true PM team, Stan. I'm sorry, I'm 40 years old. I shouldn't say things like Stan. It's embarrassing. Embarrassing behavior. I'll strike it from the record. I had like some, it was like a 25-pound python that I allowed them to like put around my shoulders like I was some badass. While Matt is telling me, like, yeah, it can exert pressure that I think is like four times its body weight, so like 100 pounds of pressure, and I'm thinking, could I vice this thing off of me? Pony looked like, Donnie, you weren't there. Pony looked like he was ready to pass out. He was so uneasy. Not a reptile guy. Had a snake around his neck, though. Very much the kind you'd find in your yard, I will point out. Like, not like, in terms of size, it was not like some sort of exotic snake that you ain't finding in the hills of western Pennsylvania.
Maybe you could convince me into that.
Have you ever touched a snake?
One you find in your yard?
Have you ever touched a snake?
No.
The thing about it is, like, I would not want to pick one up out of my yard. I remember we had in our old place, I think we had left a bag of dog poop out, which then attracted a rat or something, which then attracted snakes in the summer. And I came back to find three, like, rat snakes just chilling in my yard and had to chase them off. I don't want to grab one of those. I know they're not poisonous. I don't want to grab one that might bite me because I frankly just don't want to get bit by an animal at all because it hurts. But if you hold a snake, you realize that while they look like slimy or whatever, no, they're just, it's just like a, it's like holding a nice leather purse, I guess. Like there's a reason snakeskin boots are popular because people like the way they look and feel. They feel they're made out of snakeskin, Chalooch. But he looked, he was just like, he had that look, what's that emoji where all the teeth are showing and it's like, I am grimacing, but I am trying to pretend that I'm okay with this. That was the look.
Yeah, I think I could relate.
That was the look for our guy. I want to know if you're having conflicting feelings about the Pirates right now. Let's not get out over our skis either. They're still way under 500. They're 16 games under. They're 22-38. Technically, they're an under 500 outfit under Don Kelly. And in part because Don Kelly didn't do a good job managing his bullpen, they blew a big lead yesterday. They blew a lead yesterday. But they are inarguably playing better quality baseball. They are no longer playing like an embarrassment. They're just playing like an average baseball team in 3 weeks of the Don Kelly experience. They've even beaten some good teams. Took a series from Arizona. Like, they looked solid. They just came alive in the second game of that series and have looked a lot more competent since. But I do point out that for anybody, and I count myself as like the charter member of this group that doesn't want Ben Cherington to get to run this organization anymore, every passing week where you look up and they played for seven games, they were 4-3 or 3-4, and they're just kind of churning out those kinds of results, is another data point that's going to sit in his favor. And if Bob Nutting is pretty risk-averse about the whole thing to begin with and doesn't want to blow it up, he's going to be already predisposed, I think, to wanting to keep Ben Cherington if this team steadies itself the way it has for 3 weeks. I don't like that. I like good baseball, or at least like competent baseball. I don't want to, again, get ahead of myself. I don't love it if it saves a person's job that I don't think should have it saved. Anthony is first up in the car. Hey, Anthony.
Well, I totally agree about Ben Cherington. He has traded terribly. The only thing that he's got this team is some pitching. And, you know, with the pitching, if we would have any kind of hitting, this team would be completely different. Getting rid of Shelton was one thing, but getting rid of Cherington is the absolute necessity from here on out. I mean,
so let me ask you something. What are you rooting for from this team on a game-to-game basis? Because I assume you sound a little older than me, Anthony, or roughly my age, whatever it is. I assume you like at least
57.
Watching. What's that?
I'm 57.
Okay, so you're older than me, but I imagine that being older than me means you at least put a value on watching like competently played baseball. Even if it's a loss, you can live with like a 4-3 game where somebody hits a home run to beat you, right?
Right, but I couldn't live with the loss last night.
That's not quality baseball, though. That's bad bullpen management. I'm saying, like, just by and large, they don't look like a completely humiliating outfit. So, like, game to game, what are you actually rooting for here? You don't want the GM around. You're like me, but you probably don't like watching bad baseball.
Well, I'm rooting for the pitching staff to continue to do well, the starting pitching. And I'm rooting for the team to play well defensively. But I don't know if I want them to go out and win. I don't know if I want them to go out and win a bunch of games. I want them to play well, and the games that they deserve to win, like last night, I want them to win. But I really don't want them to play well enough to save Terrence's job. I guess that's what I'm looking at.
I think it's a quandary. Donnie, could you use your two button push meme guy? Is this one apply there, or is this the Alonzo Mourning gif? I think.
Oh, Alonzo Mourning's a good call.
Actually, you know what it is? It's the Mourning gif in reverse, because he starts by shaking his head, and then he kind of perks up and goes, eh. For me, it would be I perk up and go, hey, look, they're playing well, and then I shake my head at the implications of them playing well. I think we got a reverse. I think the Pirates have done a reverse Mourning. I don't want that. Rick is on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Malzy. I hate to say this as a lifelong Pirates fan and baseball fan, but I look for different ways for the Pirates to lose so they can just break this whole thing apart. I mean, yesterday was case in point where they were up, I guess, 4-2, and I'm just like, I want to see how they can mangle this. And sure enough, that's exactly what they did. And it's a terrible thing to say.
Well, I
love the Pirates.
I'm gonna absolve you a little bit here. I don't think that's a terrible thing to say as long as it's very clear, and I know it is for you. You don't like the guy who is the general manager of the ball club. You don't think he's done a good job. I would agree with that. Like, that's the old bit in the NFL where you say, I want my team to lose, especially down the stretch, if there's an obvious top pick at quarterback. Like, this team losing games here and me rooting for it is okay because it's a means to an end. And what they're doing right now is the inverse of that. Here's Andrew McCutchen from Friday night. We didn't have the audio of it. I couldn't grab that. But this is what he said about the Henry Davis called strike three that kind of turned that game on its ear in the top of the eighth. Quote, it means calls like that will go for us, not against us. We have to earn it. We have to earn it to get those calls. The way you earn it is by going out, playing good baseball, and winning games. If you don't do that, that's the type of thing that's going to happen. Goes around when you're a rookie in spring training, never been in the big leagues, and you're wearing number 95. The umpire in the seventh inning, if it's not close, he's probably going to call it a strike because you're number 95. Essentially, that's the same thing when it comes to us right now and the way that we're playing. Right now, it's we're on the road. We're playing against the Padres. It's in San Diego. It's a crucial part of the game. The call goes against us right now. If we want that to go for us, we got to go out and earn it. We got to go do our jobs, and we got to win ball games as much as we can. Obviously, we've been playing better baseball, but we've been on the short end of it. I just want things to change for us for the better, and then we'll get that. Hopefully, things will go our way if we keep doing things right and ultimately just win the games, end quote. You know what sucks for him? This is probably it. At his age, this is probably it. So he was part of a team getting more respect back a decade plus ago. I think the best that he could do is get them to a point this year where maybe they're an 88-loss team, but they finish the season playing 500 ball from, you know, basically May 9th onward, May 10th onward, and hopefully lays the groundwork for something better. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 noon, 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Am I told, people can tell me this in the YouTube comments, am I hearing right that Joe had somebody show up today to Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, help fill the boot with some money, so thank you for your donation, and then have Joe just invite Joe to golf, or Joe invited himself and he's playing again? I didn't catch it. I was getting stuff ready for the show. But I need to know, if you're on the YouTube comments especially and you were listening to both shows, if Joe just apparently talked his way into yet another round of golf. This, by the way, after he retired from golf last week, only to unretire by Saturday morning when I asked him to play.
He's retired more than Rocky Balboa.
Seriously.
Every single week he's crying about his last round of golf and then... he's right back out on the course.
Who had the most...
plus, we know the weather is finally going to really turn right this week. He'll be out there almost every day.
Who had the most fake retirements in actual sports? Who, like, threatened to retire more times and then just kept coming back? There's got to be somebody that did it. I know people give Lexi Thompson, the women's professional golfer, a hard time because she sort of intimated she was retiring and she just keeps playing.
I mean, Favre had, what, the Favre two big had a, ones, yeah. Maybe three.
Did Clemens ever have, like, a teary-eyed retirement tour and then keep coming back?
I thought... I might be off on this because I was a kid. I thought Clemens in either like 02 or 04 said he was going to be done, and then he came right back in like 06, 07.
I find it funny. Joe's going to end up retiring from golf 20 more times this
summer. I mean, fighters do it a ton.
Boxing's different. Yeah. Boxing doesn't even count as a sport in this regard. Real, actual boxing, you retire like once just to get the back half of your career going.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll get to Dan Zangrilli, Pirates pre and post host on the hotline in just a second. Solo Mulsey today on the PM team, Pony taking a long weekend. And I think it's no secret, I enjoy the YouTube comments on this show now. You can always watch the show streaming live on YouTube, and there's a robust and unique comment section there. You know what I'm learning today, Donnie? When one of us is off, you find out from, and we appreciate them all because they're all listening still, you find out who's a Pony guy on the show and who's a Mulsey guy. For example, I can't use the crass slang term, but Breastburg Feelers, I think I could say, says Caillou only today? Ugh. So count him as a Pony guy. But then right on the heels, Donnie, riding to the rescue, not a white horse, but given his handle, probably a brownish horse, depending on what he's been eating. Turd Sandwich is a big Mulsey guy. We have dueling listeners here.
What about the Jory Rand fan that we have out there?
Oh, we have a big... The Jory Rand fan is, so far, neutral. He's Switzerland here. He's talking about Beach... When I talked about Pony having the snake on his shoulders, he mentioned the guy in Beachview who had, like, alligators that he was keeping as pets. Remember when the Beachview gators got out? So, Jory Rand is apparently that guy. He is very much a neutral party here. So. So, the battle lines are drawn here. I don't know if we have any Dan Zangrilli stands specifically on the YouTube comments, but they could make themselves known here right now because Dan joins us. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, no, probably not. It'll be all crickets if you throw out the net there. You know, I am going to take credit perhaps for maybe Andrew's career or your career indirectly. Did I ever tell you guys the story how I was offered the job way back when for the 10 to 2 shift? 10P to 2A, that is.
No, when is this way back when?
Oh,
now
this
I'm
was,
curious.
This is like February of 2010. With our former boss, and then as he was snapping his fingers, trying to get the attention of the waitress, I'm like, I'm not doing this.
And then I went back to AA Altoona. Pony would have been offered the job basically like at the start of that month because the station flipped in the middle of the month. I was offered the job, I want to say, like about 8 to 10 days before the station.
So, yeah, the timeline adds up. This was January, very cold day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. They were trying to fill the very back 8 hours. They wanted to get the first 16 hours figured out, Dan.
So, can you imagine the bullet that the station dodged in the history by hiring Andrew instead of me? Or at least my turning it down at the time to go do minor league baseball. I didn't want to do 10 to 2 at night. But
I gotta be
the
honest,
trajectory
Dan.
Of the station, the trajectory of the station, we might not be around and in business if it weren't for that very moment where I decided to turn that job down. And of course,
you're such a refined and polished individual. I think Pony and I, two complete jagoffs, Pony an honorary one, we thrived in that environment. Like, that was basically throw two guys into the toxic ooze of whatever happens from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and just see what comes out. I think you would have understandably rejected that for a more controlled environment.
So, yeah, I needed my mop, I needed my bucket, and I wanted to do the bucko janitorial work for the better part of a decade and a half instead.
Well, I'll tell you this, the last 22 games at least, I would imagine that that's felt like much easier work because at bare minimum, they are playing much better baseball. What's the thing that stood out the most through 10 and 12 for Donnie Kelly in these 22 games that's been different from Derek Shelton, besides the record being a little better, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, just overall, the brand of baseball, I think, is better, the aesthetics of it, right? I think the buy-in and the interest from the players, I mean, you can just sort of see that, feel it. I don't know if that's really been explicitly stated, but during that, what was it, a seven-game skid right before he got canned after the St. Louis game?
Yep.
I mean, it was a moratorium, or a morgue, right? And, you know, it was... it was just bad, bad baseball that we watched, almost as if they were completely checked out, whereas I think they may not be markedly better. Yes, the numbers have improved. Individual performance has improved. They've hit much better under Kelly than they have Shelton, and maybe that's just a byproduct of, you know, law of averages, everything that Cherington was saying, that, yeah, guys are going to be better. We believe we're going to be better offensively, and you would think that you're going to progress to the mean in some respects there, but... overall, just you name it, whether it's in the field, whether it's even on the mound to a much better degree, they were executing. The bullpen was a little bit better, I think. And then offensively, you've just seen some much better at-bats. Some crooked numbers obviously have helped, but everything from A to Z, the aesthetics have been just much more pleasing. And it's just a very palatable type of baseball that they've played that you can actually enjoy watching.
What do you think that means in the long term for Ben Cherington? Because that's how I started the show. There's a push-pull in my brain going on right now. I like watching better baseball. I'm like you. If the team is losing, but they're losing kind of honestly, I guess is the way I would put it. Like, hey, you're not going to win every game. You're going to have a couple games you lose 5-3. It just doesn't work. That's easier for me to handle than being the laughing stock of the league like the Rockies are right now. And yet, with every passing week of, let's say, competent 3-4 or 4-3 baseball in that stretch, Dan, I feel like that strengthens Ben Cherington's internal case to say, see, I wasn't the problem. These guys are a decent ball club. They just needed a new manager.
I don't know if you completely look, Chris, at what the major league team is doing, and you get fooled one way or the other by just the major league performance. At the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to. But I think, you know, if you're going to make a move and change the head of your baseball operations department, which a regime change like that, that's what it would mean. It isn't just at the big league level. It's the overall organizational philosophy, what we're doing in the draft, what we're doing in international signings, what we're doing in the minor leagues. You're not just going to look at the final level of that whole systemic thing that you've got going on. So there's other areas of evaluation that also need to improve. The infrastructure overall needs to be more sound and healthy. So you're producing success stories from within. So really what's happening in Bradenton, what's happening in Greensboro, what happens in Altoona, I think is also going to play a factor into whether or not you retain a general manager or not. So yeah, that could help if the Pirates do play much better. Do you have even more pause in pulling the trigger? But again, I think if you've got to have internal success stories, grow, draft, develop, the whole bit. And if that's not in a good place, I mean, okay, yeah, major league success, that's a nice little feather in the cap. Is that more credit to the field manager? Or does that actually save the GM's job? I think that you have to look at the thing from an overall ecosystem to judge the GM entirely.
Last one, Dan. Andrew McCutchen, second homer in as many nights. He ties Roberto Clemente for third on the Pirates' all-time homer list at 240, of course, behind Kiner and Willie Stargell. This is obviously, it's the end of the back nine. He might be like on the 17th hole walking to the 18th tee right now if his career was a golf round. What is Andrew McCutchen's legacy, in your opinion, to this franchise and this city as an athlete?
I mean, he's the greatest player of our generation, Chris, and I mean a millennial. Really, anybody that's 50 or under, I don't think that there's been a better player. You could insert Bonds into the equation and the conversation, but, I mean, McCutchen's going to have his number retired. He is a fringe Hall of Famer. I think maybe if he plays one more year and if he produces as he did last year, this year, and does that again for one more season, perhaps in a Pirates uniform, I think he may be able to tip the scales and get a good number of votes, and you can make a strong case for him as a Cooperstown guy. He's not going to have a statue because he doesn't have a World Series championship, but he is the most important player of the last 50 years to wear a Pirates uniform from where I sit.
The most important player of the last 50 years from a man who said he could have changed the trajectory of the entire radio station had he said yes to a job offer from one of the more interesting characters any of us have ever known in this business, Dan Zangrilli. Dan,
hey, man.
Hey, thank you, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.